An extraordinary collection of photos of Jane Austen's family have been discovered in an old picture album bought on eBay. Austen, whose works include Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility and Emma, has of course been lauded for generations, and this discovery now gives historians an unprecedented insight into the inspirations for her most famous characters. It has been unearthed right here in Clare by history buff Karen Ivers. She lives in Six Mile Bridge and we spoke this week. Karen began by telling me about how she came across the photo album in the first place.
I was looking for a bit of a diversion from the daily grind of everyday life. So I found something on eBay that caught my eye back in November 2018, and I made a bid on it. And I didn't expect the bid to be accepted, but it was. And after I purchased it, I wanted to see what it was that I actually bought. So I went back and started studying all of the photographs in the album, which had handwritten titles underneath. And I was just amazed to discover that the album was connected to Jane Austen's family who had lived in Ireland. And there were also many Irish notables in the album as well.
Okay, so connections to Jane Austen, how?
Okay, the album actually belonged to Lord George Hill, who was a landowner up in Donegal. He lived in a house called Bally Air, which is now owned by Noreen Greenslade. And I've been in touch with her as well. She's invited me to come over sometime.
Sure.
So the album belonged to Lord George, and he was married to two of Jane Austen's nieces. The first wife was named Cassandra, and he had four children with her. And then she actually died in childbirth after having her fourth child. And he remarried to her sister, who was named Louisa.
Okay.
And they had one child together. And all of these details I gleaned from the internet and from research done by Dr. Sophia Hillen, who is a former professor at Queen's University in Belfast, and she's written a book, a very fascinating book on the subject.
So you had no idea when you purchased this photo album that there were connections to this literary giant?
I had absolutely no idea. The album just caught my eye because the pictures were so beautiful, and I recognized a few Irish peers in the album, such as Lord de Vesey. I had seen his name before from doing research on my husband's family. And there were quite a few other Irish notables, including Professor Owen Connellan, who translated the Annals of the Four Masters from Irish into English.
Okay. I take it then that they would also have visited this house in Donegal, or is that, or do you know how their photos ended up?
Yes,
in the album?
I know how they're connected. They were friends of George Hill, who owned the Gweedore Hotel in, I think it's Ramelton, and they would visit him there. I think they were also connected through the Royal Irish Academy. There's also a very nice CDV of William Sands, who was actually William O'Shaughnessy. He was born in Limerick, and he was responsible for introducing medical cannabis into Western society.
Okay, fair enough. A lot of these names, we'll be honest, many of the listeners won't have heard of them. They will, of course, have heard of Jane Austen, and I suppose that gives rise to my asking the question, how significant do you think this photo album is? How much of a discovery have you made?
We're still actually doing research on the album because there's a very interesting manuscript at the back of the album written in French. It's about 13 pages. And I've been in touch with some Jane Austen experts, including Dr. Hillen, and they're going to be examining this manuscript very soon. And who knows where that will lead to.
There could be something very significant there potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. The photographs are quite rare because, first of all, there are not many actual photographs of Jane Austen's family. around. And I think that it just gives us more insight into Jane Austen's family. She also, you know, many of her plots in her novels were kind of worked out in her family members as well. I mean, it's just very fascinating for me to be a part of this.
Sure.
And it was, yeah. And I'm hopefully going to have some of the pictures exhibited at the Chawton House Museum in the UK over the summer.
Okay. So yeah. you want people to see it. They're in remarkable condition. I mean, the photographs themselves are well in excess of a century and even more in terms of their age.
Actually, the album, it's quite old, and I don't like to touch it too much.
I can understand, yeah.
I took pictures of it right away when I first got it, and I don't really open it up too much because the pages are actually very brittle, and I don't want to touch it too much.
Of course, you don't want to damage it. Yeah, absolutely.
I have saved on my computer, so.
Very good. Is it exciting to uncover this? You're clearly into your history if you are putting bids in this in the first place on eBay.
Yeah,
but to get more than you had bargained for, how does that feel?
Exactly. I mean, I had no idea what I was, you know, getting involved with here. But I mean, it was so exciting because I've always been a fan of Jane Austen. You know, I've read her books growing up, and I actually have a commemorative coin that I bought in 2017 with her, you know, face on it. And so I've always been a Jane Austen fan, and to find this, it's just, you know, it's just a thrill. And I'm happy to share the photographs with the world because I think they deserve to be seen. And I would also like people to realize that, you know, there is an Irish connection with the Irish notables in the album.
Sure.
And actually, I had someone from the University of Cork ask me if he could use the picture of Professor Connellan for their archives, and I was happy to send that to him.
Very good. So then I have to ask the gaudy question. Is this valuable financially?
Well, there you go. I don't know the answer to that at this point because I was in touch with Sotheby's recently, and actually they gave me a very kind of low estimate on it. I was a bit surprised, but they thought, you know, this is something that could potentially, you know, people could be bidding on it. It would bring in more competition this way.
Of course, yeah.
You know, right now I'm not going to sell it until we finish with all the research. And the plan is to eventually resell it because, we have, you know, lots of repairs to do at Mount Ivers, and we certainly could use the extra money for that.
Sure, absolutely. Mount Ivers being the wonderful home where you're living in Sixwell Bridge. We'll hopefully get to take a look at it up close at some point, Karen, as I've said to you already. But congratulations on your
time.
Congratulations on your discovery, and the very best of luck with wherever you take it going forward. And thanks for telling us all about it.
Thanks a million.
Karen Ivers, thank you
so much, Gavin.